Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Patrick Pearson, the Director of Artistic Programming at Ford's Theater.
And we're here to talk about a very special occasion here. We are at the 150th anniversary of President Lincoln's assassination. And the very spot, of course, was Ford's Theater in the balcony, little booth up there, during a performance of Our American Cousin. All those years ago, changed history, and you WTOP listeners have a chance to take part in it with a special overnight event. Explain what's going on. Well, it's all day of events, right?
It is. It is. It's a 36-hour-long commemoration beginning around 8:30 in the morning on the 14th and lasting until about 9 in the evening on the 15th. And throughout this, we are offering unprecedented access to the theater and to the Peterson House. Normally, the Peterson House closes, I believe, at 5 in the evening. What we are doing during this 36-hour period is, for the most part, with a few exceptions, there is access to the Peterson House, to the theater. So you can, in truth, be there overnight at 2 in the morning. If you want to go into the house where he was dying, you can be there at that time. And but there's so much more going on than that. We have an incredible commemorative event on the evening of the 14th at 9 o'clock, and this is called Now He Belongs to the Ages. The whole point of this event is to really help to humanize President Lincoln, because we know so much about him as a politician, as a statesman.
As a statue. Yeah.
Absolutely. And this gives us the opportunity to explore not just that aspect, but, oh yeah, he was a father, a friend, a husband, an enemy. He was all of these different things to many different people. And so through the use of his own words, other words about him, music that he loved to listen to, Civil War era music, celebratory music from Freedom Song, which is our current musical that's running right now. Mm-hmm. We're doing the song Someday from that. And then Father How Long, which is just this gorgeous song. And so that happens from about 9 until 10:15. And then at 10:15 on 10th Street, we have a real-time candlelight vigil happening on 10th Street, complete with about 150 to 200 reenactors, living historians, who are there in period costume to recreate the feel of what it was like 150 years ago, because 10th Street became the nation's first ground zero, because the attack happened inside Ford's Theater, and then Lincoln was carried across the street to the Peterson House, which is where he eventually passed away the next morning.
Is the 10:15, was that when he was shot?
Right. It's okay. Around 10:15 in the evening. Okay. And then he passed away at 7:22 on the morning of the 15th. So throughout the night, we will have people there keeping vigil. At 7:22 the next morning on the 15th, we have a wreath laying ceremony that happens every year in conjunction with the National Park Service. But this year, in commemoration, we are working to amp it up a bit. So we have some incredible speakers taking part with that, an honor guard from the USS Abraham Lincoln, the Federal City Brass Band. I think, just going to be a really, really moving, exciting event. And then throughout both days, from, like I said, about 8 in the morning on the 14th till around 5 in the evening on the 15th, we have historical interpreters on the street. As people are waiting in line, we expect large crowds on this day. Mm-hmm. And what we didn't want was people just waiting in line with nothing to do. So the idea came up, how do you engage them, and how do you create that educational outreach to inform them about what life was like 150 years ago? So my interns over the past year have been pulling thousands upon thousands of pages of research and actual historical accounts from men and women who were alive back then. Mm-hmm. And so we have historical interpreters in period costume who will be presenting these. And it's very impromptu, in the sense that you're waiting in line and all of a sudden someone comes up to you and starts talking about his or her experience 150 years ago. Right. And of course, the time of day dictates the experience, because in the 14th, he hadn't passed away yet. Right. Everyone was talking about the end of the war and homecoming of soldiers and freedom of slaves. And then overnight, it shifts to those people who were inside the theater who heard about it. And then on the 15th, it changes one more time to he's now gone. What is his legacy? How do we move forward?
So it's almost you're giving people a real-time experience of what that whole night would have been like.
Exactly. Exactly. Trying to, as best we can, imagine what it would have been like 150 years ago. And quite a bit of this came came about because Ford's Theater, unlike Gettysburg, where you can have 20,000 people show up, and sure, come one, come all, there's plenty of room. At Ford's Theater, the fire marshal says we cannot have more than 650 people inside the theater. And as a way to allow as many people access as possible, that's where one of the ideas for having these 36 hours of continuous events. Also, the event that I spoke about at 9 o'clock in the evening of the 14th, it will be live streamed to the Portrait Gallery just two blocks away, which can fit about 1,000 more people into their courtyard, and will be live streamed onto our website.
It'll be in the Kogod Courtyard?
Yes, it'll be in, in the Kogod Courtyard. Mm-hmm. And again, because we didn't want to limit it to just, 650 people, sorry, you didn't get a ticket, you can't come in. Again, he was our nation's, you know, president. He's one of the, you know, one of the pillars of our society, and we want to commemorate him and allow as many people to commemorate him as possible.
Is it free, or is it how much is the tickets?
Yes, the tickets are free. I believe if you order online, there might be a Ticketmaster charge, but as this will air on the 14th or 15th, I believe it's just day of tickets, and you walk up to the box office and see if there are tickets available. I know that some of the time slots were already sold out, but it's still worth coming up to see. And predominantly, all of these events, there are one or two. We have two guided tours by authors who are then, you get the book and there's a signed copy. So with that.
What two authors?
Brian Anderson and James Swanson. Okay. And James Swanson, who wrote Manhunt, which is an amazing book about the search for Booth.
John Wilkes Booth, yeah. Now, didn't you recently have, I think we did a story, our own Nick Iannelli did a story on a bunch of artifacts that just opened up that show, like his top hat and the revolver. And what are those, I guess, still on display, the museum underneath the theater?
It's actually not at the museum underneath the theater. It's at the museum across the street at the education building. But yes,
the house where he died. It's connected to the big where the big stack of books are. That
right.
One? Okay,
exactly.
Gotcha.
If you're in the tower, if you see a 4-story tower of books, you're in the right place. But it's an amazing, amazing, beautiful exhibit called Silent Witnesses, and it reunites for the first time in 150 years these artifacts that were located inside the theater on the night of the assassination. So you have the Derringer, a playbill, the incredible American flag, which they laid under Lincoln's head that has his blood on it, Mary Lincoln's cape, the contents of his pocket, Dr. Leal, who was the first doctor on the scene, a letter that he wrote about it. So it's really quite stunning. Every time I go in there, my breath gets taken away. It's just incredible to look at. And I realize I actually left out two more things we also have on the 14th and 15th. We have panel discussions on both days at 12:45. On the 14th, an incredible panel in which we are collaborating with Faith and Politics and the South African Embassy, exploring leaders and legacies. And so the legacy of Abraham Lincoln, 150 years in the making, and the legacy of Nelson Mandela, which is now just over a year since he passed away. Right. And on the 15th, an incredible panel looking at mourning in America and how we mourn our lost leaders, and especially how the Civil War changed the way that we mourn.
Very true. What, how are you going, to be awake for the entire 36 hour stretch? How are you going to make it?
I don't drink Red Bull or coffee, but I might start doing that. We've been joking for about a year now. Actually, I remember on April 14th last year, I walked around my floor saying, "Hey guys, guess what we're doing a year from now?" And they said, "What?" And I said, "Not sleeping." And we're all expecting to probably get very little sleep over this 36 hour period. But at the same time, that's where I hope that adrenaline kicks in, and I'm sure it will, because this is just, it's such an amazing, amazing opportunity that we have, you know, after 4 years of commemorations that have been happening all across the country at all these Civil War sites, we are, you know, the very last one. You know, it's where this horrible act happened, but at the same time, you know, what we hope to do at Ford's is to not just focus on the assassination, but on the legacy. Mm-hmm. Yes, this happened, but who was Lincoln? What were his leadership principles? What was his legacy? How can we continue to move his legacy forward?
What all? Give me a quick rundown of all the, you know, at least some of the standout events that have happened up until now. I mean, obviously, by the time this airs, people won't be able to go to these. You don't have to spend too much time on them. But what all have you done leading up to this? Because this is sort of a big culmination.
Absolutely. Pretty much since the beginning of this calendar year, all things 150 all the time. So we opened this winter with a world premiere play called The Widow Lincoln by James Still, which focused on Mary Todd Lincoln. And then currently we have running, which actually the viewers will still be able to come see because it runs through May 20th, is Freedom Song, Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War, which is taking the music from Frank Wildhorn's musical, The Civil War, and then it's been restructured and refocused and built around the words of Abraham Lincoln. And additionally, we had a really wonderful panel on March 4th on the anniversary of the second inaugural at the National Cathedral, exploring the last great speeches of both Abraham Lincoln and MLK. So we've got that. We have the Silent Witnesses exhibit. So those are all the things that have been happening leading up to now, but pretty much, you know, the 14th and 15th for the Lincoln tribute, those are our two big days.
And does this wrap it up? Is this the culmination, or are there other ones after?
Given the fact that this is the last, I'd say, special event with this, but as I said, Freedom Song runs through the 20th. The Silent Witnesses exhibit, I believe, runs through May 25th. Okay. So those still continue on, but as far as special programming, yes, this is the last one that I'm aware of.
Right. And yeah, I mean, if any of our listeners are hearing this and they're on the fence about whether they should come out, you know, maybe they've hit one of these other events leading up to this, you know, what's the final sell? Why come to this? Even if you come to some of the other ones, why come to this one?
I think that even if you've gone to every single other commemoration, A, this is the last one. So that, you know, that's a big thing right there.
The grand finale.
but on top of that, we're just offering you, I think, a very intimate look at an epic event. And I think that is something that's really exciting and unique and something that only Fords can do. And so looking at the Civil War, which absolutely just changed the course of history for us all, and Abraham Lincoln, who was larger than life, but at the same time, you know, you can go through Silent Witnesses and you can see the contents of his pockets. You know, you can see his top hat. You get that. You can be in the theater overnight, you know, at the time right after he was shot. You can be in the Peterson house, you know, at the time when he was dying. There is just, it's an incredibly unprecedented access. It's a once-in-a-lifetime event. And this hasn't happened before as far as this type of access, and I don't know when it will next happen. So I think this, and then also, I just think that there's something really quite spectacular about the potential of being on 10th Street during that overnight candlelight vigil. I mean, you're going to have, I just think it has the potential to be so moving and really incredible. And so you have this cross section of 1865 and 2015 there. And hopefully it makes us all realize, you know, how we've grown, how we've changed, and how we can continue to grow and change with that, these similarities that we still have and the differences as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just, you know, that's as human beings on this earth, you want those once-in-a-lifetime moments where you can say, I was there when, and, you know, it's kind of, if you miss it, what, you're going to wait until the 200th and you might be dead, you know?
Right.
But you never know, and you never know when, you know, the stars align, the universe opens up to give you that little spiritual feeling, like, wow, I'm here at this exact time, it's ticking to 10:15 when this happened, or whatever the time, and then you get to go across right as he died. It's just, to be living in that moment, it's the special thing you guys are affording us, so I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. So thank you for the interview, and please come out if you're listening to this. I think it'll be pretty special.
Awesome. Thanks.